back on the Florida Roundup on WLRN. I'm Tom Hudson. 1 week left in the regularly scheduled legislative session in Florida. The pace of lawmaking is picking up. Liquor sales and paying for out-of-state fracking crowd the agenda in the final week. Dara Kam, reporter for News Service of Florida, still with us, as is Doug Hanks with the Miami Herald. So let's tackle this liquor wall first, Dara. What is it?
Well, this is a law that goes back to Prohibition days that will keeps, I'm sure every one of your listeners knows, that where you can't buy booze in a store that sells, that's a regular store. You have to go to a liquor store to buy booze.
The idea was you can't buy whiskey and Wheaties in the same store.
It's the whiskey and Wheaties.
That's right.
It's the liquor wall. Yeah.
So the House voted 58-57 to tear down the liquor wall here. Why
tear
is this such a contentious issue in the 21st century?
It's contentious because it's totally vendor driven. It's a total special interest food fight in Tallahassee, which is why I'm laughing. It is the big box stores like Target and Walmart want to be able to sell liquor, and Publix, which has spent a lot of money recently building separate liquor stores adjacent to its grocery stores, yep, has been one of the biggest folks on the other side of that, along with the independent businesses, mom and pop, yeah, liquor shops, essentially.
I want to get to the fracking piece of legislation as well. It is taking up, the legislature is taking up this issue of allowing FPL customers to pay for natural gas in Oklahoma. What are the odds that this is going to pass muster with the Florida House and Senate, Dara, as well as Governor Scott?
I think this is a real, I can't foresee where they're going to go on this. They watered it down a little bit with the Senate Rules Committee, watered it down a little with some amendments. You know, Governor Scott, there's rumors that he's going to be wanting to run for another statewide
Senate,
office.
Right.
That's right. And so this has got people very upset. A lot of consumer kind of folks are against it. They say it's very much like that nuclear cost recovery where
Dara, I want to bring Doug in on this as well, and kind of the voice of local municipalities on this. FPL is obviously it's the captured electric utility customer, utility provider here, and this idea going over with customers that South Floridians are going to be paying for its investments, which may or may not pay off in cheaper energy sources to generate electricity here. How's that going over?
Well, I'm not sure how widely known that is, but certainly FPL is a major popular punching bag, especially during hurricane season if something goes wrong.
Yes,
so,
yes.
And, you know, there's a franchise renewal coming up for this that you're starting to hear people murmur about. It's going to be might be a bit of a challenge. So FPL definitely doesn't need any more bad PR.
All right. 1 week left in the regular session. Doug Hanks covering county government for our partner, the Miami Herald. Dara Kam with us via Skype, reporter for News Service of Florida. Thanks to both of you. Finally, on the roundup, marking the end of a month of poetry, WLRN teamed up with the O Miami Poetry Festival, and we had 595 of you submit edible odes, poems about food and eating, all poems about what makes eating here in South Florida so great.
My name is Malari Pendas, and I'm from Hialeah. The title of this ode is You Can Keep Your Pepsi, I Have Jarritos. I know I'm home, or somewhere similar, when jarritos are on the menu. Neon juices against curvaceous clear glass, green jug emblem. Carbonation makes my eyes water. The humidity makes the glass cry, too. An emotional reunion for both.
Hi, my name is Jorge Saldívar, and I'm from Homestead Redland. I'm a guava farmer. The title of my edible ode is Ah, Rancor Limes. Ah, Rancor Limes, juicy and tart, why have we grown apart? Please don't feel betrayed, lost citrus of Dade. Where have you gone in the gardens of today? Come back home and marinate Miami along the Biscayne Bay.
My name is Christelle Victoria Roach, and I'm from Miami, Florida. The name of my edible ode is Ode to Conch Salad. Queen of sea, dressed in brown, covered in skin pink as flesh. We find you at dusk, tucked with bits of water, rays of mango, peppers, remedies, underwater bazaar. How does it feel to carry an ocean on your back?
All wonderful edible odes. Thanks to everybody who submitted one during this month of poetry. Always fun here at WLRN and our partner, O Miami, and the O Miami Poetry Festival. So that is the Florida Roundup this week. It is produced by Bridget O'Brien. Our engagement editor is Katie Lepre. Teresa Frontato, our digital director. Alicia Zuckerman, our editorial director. Terrence Shepard, our news director, who wears a fedora while doing the corporate run. How about that, Terrence? Our program director is Peter J. Maritz and technical supervisor Jason Zabka. Thanks to all of them. Have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for listening.